You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Richie and this is Band Geek episode 19. This is our first ever living room edition of Band Geek. What that means is we relocated from my studio in my basement to my living room where I have basically a piano and an upright bass. And we did more of like a mellow show. We had our friend Casey Euler sit in, who's a great jazz guitar player. And we did a lot of like more mellow jazz kind of stuff. And it was a lot of fun, very laid back. It was more like a hang. So let me know if you like this format, because if you do, we'll do it more. So just hit me up on Twitter. That's Rich_Castellano and say, hey, Richie, I really liked that living room episode. That was great. That was really cool what you guys did. Or, Richie, stop being such a lazy bastard and go back to the basement and do it the normal way. So let me know either way. We had a lot of fun doing it, and I hope you have fun listening to it. Please continue to check out our Amazon link. That's www.riotcast.com/bandgeek. At the top of the page, there's the Amazon link. When you click there, you go to your normal Amazon page, you do all your shopping, and then a small percentage of your purchase goes to supporting the show. We have some exciting Blue Oyster Cult gigs coming up. On October 3rd, we will be in Jackson, Mississippi at the Mississippi State Fair. Then on October 4th, Atlanta, Georgia at the Variety Playhouse. And this is cool. On the 10th through the 12th of October, we'll be at the Rockbotten Sweden Rock Cruise, which starts in Stockholm, Sweden, and ends in Helsinki, Finland. So if you're a European fan and you're going on that cruise, say hello. All right, I think my food's here. Okay, enjoy the show. Too fast?
That's fine.
Am I gonna have to stop it at some point? No, we're just gonna play through it. Oh, little Phil.
What a smart ass.
Getting fancy. Oh,
ready?
One, two, three.
Anything.
Rich.
Welcome to Band Geek.
Oh, yeah.
That was a terrible video.
That was a good video, I'm sure.
Yeah,
gonna move this. Am I gonna stand to this whole episode? All right, anyway.
Yes. Sit here, stand next to me.
Welcome to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano. This is a special improvised session of Band Geek. We decided what we were gonna do minutes before. mere minutes. Before we started playing, you know, you have to move it right now. I want to do the intro first, then I'll put the bass down. On piano today, we have smooth Andy Escalise.
Everybody's got an adjective today.
On the sensual kazoo, we have Muffery Jones.
Hey, make that more soulful. Hold on.
Wait,
what?
More soulful there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. On the guitar, we have Smokin' Casey Euler.
No one can applaud today because I didn't do
it. Everybody's holding shit. That's why we can't applaud.
We all have to snap at each other.
Oh, sorry. And you're on bass.
On the vocals, our vocalist, the sensational Anne Marie Castellano.
For this, you need her maiden name.
The person running everything today, camera and recording, Miss Brandy Metaxas.
I got no
attitude. Oh, no,
this fucking bullshit. I quit.
Bodacious Brandy Metaxas.
Bodacious.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
The vivacious, the crustaceous.
I put on a hat and I think I could play jazz. That's all I'm saying. I'm actually playing bass today, and I have a little story about this bass.
Play a fun lick.
What?
Mr. Richie Castellano.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the host with the most.
That's also the sound your farts make.
Oh. Your farts make the sound of Obi-Wan Kenobi disabling the tractor beam on the desktop.
Probably just.
Oh, it's this way. It's this. that's him turning up the track to me.
Probably just another drill.
Yeah. So I have a cool story about this bass. Actually, this is my grandfather's bass that he played for basically his whole gigging career. It's a K, K A Y, and it plays like ass. And. I'm sure at one point it played well, but after years of just sitting in a corner not being played, I got to take it home with me. This was sitting in his house, and then it was in my sister's house, just as kind of like a decoration. And now I have it in my house as a decoration. and I, you know, I play it, but the action's very high. I probably should take it to like David Gage or something, right?
Yeah.
You
know,
and you need to get it sanded up
it's
there.
It's broken.
Well, yeah, it looks like it was.
Somebody just like poured a tub of
somebody,
on it.
Somebody put peanut butter on it to
to hold the neck together.
I thought there was chocolate inside.
If Muffa tried to eat it. And this is like a weird... Is this? That's not normal, right? There's like a bolt, like a...
Screw.
A nail.
Screw?
Yeah. It's like a nail.
Yeah, that should
in the back of the headstock.
Richie, that's called a base nail. Let me explain for people that don't know what a base nail is.
No, I can hear him fine.
You can hear him fine? Okay. Yeah, so... The other thing... I'm going to put this down for a second.
Is that recording both sides?
Yeah, it's recording everything.
Both coming from the
mic?
Tell our listeners that we sound a little weird.
Sound a little different today. We're doing a slightly different kind of podcast.
Laid back.
Yeah, last week's episode we did at John Michelli's studio is really taxing on me. So it's going to take a lot of editing, so I decided, and a lot of mixing, because there's, 16 tracks of live drums, and also we didn't have Anne-Marie with us, and we have to overdub her later, and we're going to make a nice video out of that. No, it's gonna. There's a video, and you're not in the room, so the jig is up. But
also, I'm not there, so it was terrible.
Yeah.
Also, I wasn't there, so I was replaced by a tripod.
Brandy was replaced by a tripod.
Bullshit.
So we're doing something a little different today. Instead of being in my studio, we're in my living room, and I have a Zoom H6 recording pretty much the whole band. I have the Audio Technica dynamic mic. I keep forgetting the model of that one. What is that? You can just pick it up and look at it.
The old ATM
510. Right? The ATM 510. That's under my Korg piano. I have the 47, 4047. That's we're using as our lead vocalist microphone. And
it sounds like butter.
Yeah, and we have my Zoom H6 recording everything else from the XY mics. Casey's plugged into a 8-inch Randall amp from Anne-Marie's childhood.
Do you notice that it's painted in nail polish on the handle?
It is?
Look at it.
Are those your settings?
It's custom.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is.
It also has a wind-up crank on the side.
It does.
Is this Fisher-Price?
So, the theme of the episode is low maintenance. So, because...
That's not the theme, it's jazz.
No. Jazz.
Well, the thing is, jazz lends itself to low maintenance because you guys already know...
Wow, that's highly offensive.
It's not offensive.
To my craft?
Shut up for a second, please.
You angered her.
What it is you can go on a jazz gig with a lot of people and everybody knows the same song, so there's not that much prep work. But of course, we threw that out the window when we spent the last half hour learning how to play the Pink Panther theme song. And I want to say, Andy did a very good job on that. Playing that. Very nice.
No need to pander.
Is Andy a little sauced?
Oh, no.
He just gave me the drunk look.
He's got water.
There's no need to pander.
And olives. Jazz voice.
It's more But I wanna interview our special guest today, Mr. Casey Euler.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Casey, I usually don't stand up on a podcast, but I'm doing so today because I'm
just too intimidating.
Do you want a chair or something?
I like to be above my guests, so no, I'm kidding. I'm gonna move this to you over here. I'm going to take a seat over here. Look at this. Oh yeah.
Not awkward.
Totally awkward.
So, Casey, I've known Casey for a while, but actually Casey has been friends with Anne-Marie for longer. How long have you guys known each other?
At a high school. So it was the summer after high school. 10 years?
I was going to say a good 10 years.
A solid 10, but I knew your brother longer because your brother was my grade. At Curtis.
Yes.
So I've known him for 14 years, but I didn't really talk to him.
He's too cool.
He played bass and he was really awesome.
Yeah, how come he's not playing bass?
You got to watch out for those bass players.
Yeah, man, you do.
Yeah, I wish he was playing bass. I have no idea how to play this instrument.
I remember my first day at Curtis. I remember seeing your brother in the hallway and thinking, man, that guy must be a senior because he's walking down. He has this long black hair down past his shoulders, and he's got Timberlands on, and white socks that are pulled all the way up. And he had jean shorts, a t-shirt, and a plaid overshirt. So he looked super intimidating and awesome looking. I was like, wow, he must be a senior. I'm such a little freshman. But he was my age.
He's a big boy.
He stole all the height in the family.
Yeah.
The first time I ever met Casey was at I think Dock Street. And he was wearing no shirt, and he had a mohawk or something. Is that correct?
That sounds right. That does, in fact, sound right.
fucking tattoos and a mohawk. I was like, that's a guy you don't want to fuck with. The guy's got a mohawk and his
and
like,
a lip ring and a nose ring and an eyebrow ring.
Would you have like a Marshall?
Yes,
you know, Marshall half stack, a Carvin electric, and he was playing like hip hop music, right? Is that what
yeah.
you're doing? And you
hip hop rock,
but you were, but he was like rocking out, and I was like, oh, I don't want to fuck with that guy. So naturally, naturally, now he plays jazz. So,
did you and Anne Marie become friends because if she sits on your shoulders, you can put a trench coat on and a hat? And
that's a funny joke.
And pretend to be an adult at the movies.
Only an added bonus.
No one, please.
Anne Marie and Casey have a jazz trio together with Casey's brother, who's the bass player, and they're very good. I think you got some stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you never used my name for the band. The best punny name.
What was your punny
that was
name?
A good name.
The Anne Marie Nat Trio.
Well, now I have much better initials, so I'm going to be the AMC.
You're the Dynasty Theater. That's cool.
I am. I totally am.
I have a coupon.
I'm a classic movie.
So,
thank you for coming.
So, when did you start playing, Casey?
I started playing guitar at all when I was like 13. So I'm 30 now, so it's been quite a while.
So, what got you into guitar? What were your early influences?
Well, my first guitar hero was Slash from Guns N' Roses, because he wears a top hat, you know.
Fancy.
You know, jazz hats, we get started young.
I've never seen you wear a hat except on Halloween when you were Slash.
Exactly.
True story, bro.
And I got started playing, my uncle's a player, Joe Cacciola, and he kind of got me, he's the one who actually got me into the jazz, but just the instrument in general.
Right. Guitar in general?
Yeah, because he'd be around and just kind of jamming out or whatever when we would go visit him in Brooklyn.
So when did you make the jump? I mean, you played obviously like rock stuff for a while, and you were playing hip hop, and then you were that's like a 180 kind of. I mean, a lot of guitar players do it, but usually it's like for me when I learned about it, I had like a gateway band or a gateway guitar player. Like you hear like. For me, it was like Keith Howland from Chicago. Like, I was watching him play, and he would throw a ninth in. I'm like, what's that doing in there? That note doesn't sound right. You know what I mean? And then he would keep throwing these, like, weird notes in, and I learned what that was. And I was like, oh, that's a guy who's taking jazz licks and playing them in a rock song and making them fit. And then you start getting into that, and you start getting, you know, more and more. And also, like, for me, bands like Yes and ELP, they all had jazz influences. And, of course, I liked... Andy got me into Chick Corea's Electric Band, but that's
a good
you
band.
Really can't call that jazz. It's like metal. That's pretty, I decided, like, I used to
metal with saxophone.
Yeah, I used to pretend that was jazz, but I'm like, that's fucking
there
metal.
Are metal bands like thrash, yeah. Black metal bands with saxophone too that are pretty awesome.
black
no.
Saxbiff.
No, try again.
You know what? The rest of the show, let's all try to come up with. We'll do like an at midnight sort of thing. We'll come up with metal names with jazz puns. All right. So anyway, Muff's not going to talk for the rest of the show because he's really thinking. That, you know, I learned how to stop Muff from talking, interrupting me all the time. Think of puns throughout the whole show.
Ozzy Osbourne. No.
Ozzy Osbourne. Close. So anyway, when did you make the change? Like, you started playing when you were 13. So how old were you when you started playing jazz?
It was a while later.
This is going to be great. We're going to keep on
interrupting. How do you say
that? You have to sound drunk.
Well, in the hip-hop band you were talking about, the keyboard player in that band plays jazz, and my brother has actually played jazz, even though he's younger than me, much longer than I have. And so we'd be on break, and they'd be playing, and I couldn't even really attempt to... I didn't know any of the tunes or whatever. And then when I went to college, you know, you really only have, a lot of times, like, classical or jazz options in some programs. So it's like, you know, I always kind of like to improvise. I'll go along and play some jazz. And so I didn't really start that until I was in college.
Mm.
And, you know, first you listen, you're not really sure, and then someone made me listen to Charlie Christian, Benny Goodman's guitar player, and that's kind of when it clicked for me. Like, this is some good stuff.
Yeah. Now, do you transcribe a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
What are you transcribing lately?
Well, my current like favorite jazz player would be Grant Green.
Okay.
Doing a lot of him, he's got a real blues influence going on. Nothing too flashy, but I've been doing some Wes Montgomery also lately because you kind of have to, and he's kind of the king. And I like I'm big on horn players too. I've done like a Charlie Parker, I've done Big Spider Beck, a couple other things like that. Cool. Louis Armstrong.
Let's play something. Do you want to play a song that you're working on or something that you like to play?
No. I mean, I'm down for whatever. Do you want to play one of those tunes you had talked to me about?
I don't know what you're talking about, Casey. we don't plan anything on the show.
I'm going to try There Will Never Be Another You?
Yeah, sure. And would you like to sing this one, Anne-Marie?
Sure.
Okay. So let's situate ourselves to where we can... Yeah. Oh, and I apologize for my bad upright bass playing. This thing doesn't have frets on it.
It's always the frets. It's always the pickups.
If they would have put frets on this thing, I'd be
it's
fine.
The high
end. Oh, let me tell a story.
It has no pickups.
Let me tell a story, though, before we start. At work today, I had to do a video demo, and they said, oh, here's a lap steel guitar. So I just looked at the thing, and I'm like, the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I guess I put it on my lap.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to those guys to play that. I basically went on YouTube and learned how to play the lap steel today for 4 hours, and then I wrote like a song for it's the worst song. You'll see it when it's done. It's maybe it'll be up by the time this airs. It's Vorsen. So look up like the Vorsen lap steel, and you'll see my songs. One of them, like I was looking at YouTube videos, and I saw that they had there's two tunings. You could tune it to like an open chord, right? Like
right.
A D chord.
Right.
Or you could tune it to an A6 or C6 chord,
okay,
which is instant Hawaii. Right. Like you just like put the bar right across the other strings and the guy and then you.
Well, it's the same tuning as a ukulele, right?
Right. So
Hawaiian tuning.
I was like,
it's the country bear jamboree tuning
on the thing, and the guy I was working with says, you know, I was having a crappy day, and now I'm like so relaxed. It's so nice. All right, we're going to do another song. I'm going to sit up for this real quick. Okay, ready?
One, two, three, four.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. Songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but none will do me like yours used to do. Though I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you?
Richie just gave the look of exasperation.
I
mean, everyone saw it. I was gonna. I was like, "Hey, Richie, let's go." No.
Not only is it, Andy's moving back and forth, so I'm doing like
I almost keep myself watching that happen.
You're like, I keep forgetting the two fucking chords in the middle of the song. You think by the tenth time around it, I remember what chords they were, but I can't remember it. And every time I was like, "What chords come next?" And I look, Andy's doing this back and forth.
Andy was in it, and Richie was just like. I can't even see my emotions.
To the untrained eye, I don't know what Andy was doing except blocking Richie from seeing anything. Like, Richie, it was like a cartoon. Richie's head was like here and then there, and then here and then there.
My finger is throbbing right now. It's throbbing.
Well, just play this little guy.
Well, it's a good thing you played the short version of that song.
Oh, but we did, sir.
Jesus. We didn't give any credit to our drummer today, Isaac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're using the, what's that called? Drum Beats Plus app on the,
Plus.
On the iPad.
Which is plus drums, but more.
Okay, I'm going to sit down for a second. Because we have some stuff to discuss right now. Anyway, that was really nice, guys, except for me, but that was, you guys were great.
No, you were good.
I'll be putting a filter on that to cut my bass out. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. I get, you know what? Do you ever look at your finger and see the blister pop up right before your eyes? That's what I'm seeing right now.
Never heard a musician complain so much.
That happened to me last time I played this bass.
My grandfather doesn't want me playing this bass, I guess. His spirit is saying, stop playing this, or take me to David Gage.
If you're not a bass player, it's not an instrument, it's a bully.
Maybe you should change these strings that are probably 40 years old.
These strings are from World War II.
They're made from the bones of Jesus.
That's it. By the way,
everything from World War II is made from the bones.
By the way, that's like the best picture.
What?
You have that picture of your grandfather in uniform.
Oh yeah, that's right. That. Thank you.
With this bass.
Well, all right. A little story about this bass. My great grandfather was a classical musician, and he had a really beautiful concert, you know, classical bass fiddle, and. My grandfather would borrow his dad's bass to go do jazz gigs. So all the jazz guys made fun of him. You can't take that. Do it in your jazz voice.
You can't take that to a gig.
Yeah, that's what they said. And he goes, why? What's wrong? He goes, no, that's a classical bass. You can't use that. You need a jazz bass. So my grandfather took it to some music store and traded it for this thing. So I would have had a really beautiful bass here. But instead I have this, no, this is a nice bass, but he bought it because it was orange. Because if you see, this has like some sort of a finish on it, kind of. It's worn off since. But I think he bought it because it was an orange bass and it looked cool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's a really beautiful color. The blonde is gorgeous. Everybody who sees it is like, wow. Because they're always that cherry color that like, you know.
Yeah, and so that's probably the bass he had. Yeah. And he traded it for this one. And then his father said, what the hell did you do? You took a nice bass and you traded it for a lousy bass.
You should send that bass to Ernie Ball and have it painted the same color as your slime burst.
Green.
That would be awesome. A Scott band.
I might be telling the story wrong, but that's like sort of the...
You tell every story wrong.
It's fine, no one knows.
It was the Civil War. He was carrying a drum.
No, but Richie's stories are great, and anybody in this room can attest to that. His stories are great, but there's about 40% truth and 60% awesome. I guess.
What does it mean?
Fluff.
Fluff?
Yeah, fluff. The fish was this big, you know? Like, he likes to stretch the stories a little bit.
I don't
sound
like
better.
When you put your hands up sizing things.
It just
worked very
mean.
Hard. You looked very hard. You worked very hard.
Please, do it again. Do it much louder. Go.
You done? You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Anyway, so, you know, I don't know if this is... I know that he had a very nice classical bass and traded... down in this space. I don't know if he got ripped off or anything, but you know, my grandfather was a pretty shrewd guy.
It's like guitars, like looking cool is important, man.
Yeah. Let's talk guitars for a second. Right now you're playing through an Ibanez Artcore?
Yes.
With flat wound strings on it.
Flat wound that's serious business.
Yeah, what age are they?
It's a big part. 13. You will not be bending.
You will never bend this.
Well, except unless you're Stevie Ray Vaughan, I believe he bent on.
But
the
he 13. Tuned down to E flat.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Not that I want to do that, but so You okay there, Muff?
Yes.
You're like the AV squad.
No, I'm just trying to make sure people aren't too loud and peeking.
Muff's doing the, because the headphones on, he's making sure this sounds not as bad. Like I said, this is a low maintenance episode. We just have a couple mics up. And when I do it in my studio, it's like everybody's got a headphone mix.
You don't have to tell them.
I want to tell them.
In case they don't care.
Okay, so,
I'm gonna tell all your people about my mixing.
So what other guitars do you have, Casey?
I have a Carvin Bolt, which is actually my favorite guitar, but not really proper for this type of music.
Right. If you play that Chicoria music, you can use
yes.
that.
Yes. I believe he even uses a Carvin.
Yeah, he used to have a deal with them. Yeah. Does he still...
I think he had one at the Blue Note when we went.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember him having like a white... I remember seeing like, oh...
He was doing Yamaha for a while. Maybe he's doing Carvin. You might be right. I know he had the Carvin. We're talking about Frank Gambale right now. He had the Carvin amp.
Yeah.
I met him at the NAMM show.
We saw him at the Carvin booth.
Yeah. I met him at the NAMM show. He was signing autographs at the Carvin booth. And we had a gig that night. And I go up to him. And we had a gig that night at the NAMM show. And it was the gig. The band was me, Andy, Anne-Marie, my dad, Jules, Danny Miranda, and Buck Darm. And that was my band.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a good band. And we played at the NAMM show, and we had a gig that night, and I saw Frank Gambale was signing autographs. So I go up to Frank, and he's like, oh, would you like an autograph? I'm like, no, you want to come jam my band tonight? He's like, what? I was like, you know, I play in Blue Oyster Cult. Me and the guys in Blue Oyster Cult are playing a gig. I would love for you to come up and kick my ass. That's what I said to him. And he's like, oh, I don't know any of your songs. He's like, I'll play whatever you want, you know? But long story short, he didn't show up.
Oh, man. Oh, Pentatonica.
That's pretty good. No?
That's nope. Like a metal band. Yeah.
No?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there were rules.
No, Pentatonica kind of sounds like it could be a metal band.
But Pentatonica isn't...
No, Pentatonica sounds like one of those, Warrant. Like, cello bands that play, like, heavy metal music.
Oh, like yes.
Like two cellos.
Oh, you killed Richard.
I'm joking on this. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, we did do a...
You came out on that end.
Here we are. We need to address something right now.
Am I too close?
Oh. I was listening to the Hole, and we've been issued a challenge. not a water bucket challenge.
That's
a real challenge. The challenge of Dungeons and Dragons. So we need to discuss what we're doing right now. It's going to be sometime in September. Have you gotten your work schedule yet, Anne-Marie?
Nope.
Great. Okay.
I can see this podcast.
Because if she did, now would be the time to discuss
it. It is. We're gonna listen, they discussed it on their show, so we're discussing it on our show now.
Okay.
So I know Rob listens. So Rob, this is. I heard your strategy session. How you gonna put 20-sided die at people's asses? That was their strategy session. They said Lori's gonna put like a 36-sided die up her ass.
Does that even exist?
I don't know, but if she could shoot it out and do random rolls with it,
that would be
good. That would be like our roller. Like, but the thing is, she'll have to keep putting different types of die up her ass. So maybe what they need to do is they need to have like some one person is just has a 20-sided die up their ass,
right.
One person has a six, one person has...
Well, or different orifices. Like you can use all the different holes for different.
That's disgusting,
Amber. You're gross.
You're gross.
Wait, which hole would be more disgusting than shoving
I'm sorry.
Up her ass?
What's worse than the ass?
Amory. Andy's mother listens to the show.
How quickly things go out of control.
Damn it.
All right, so
as long as it's when they...
We were just talking about sticking dyes up people's asses, and you had to mention orifice.
Orifice is the word... Wait, and he just said ass!
Did he?
He just said ass! Cheers! Cheers, Brandy!
Cheers!
You hear that, Sue? Bad influence right here.
Congratulations. I didn't think you could do it. You did it.
Is ass a bad word?
Oh, you said it again!
I heard, though, that you can say hell and ass on the radio now, and it's fine. Like, on the general radio, like, children's
radio. You can say ass on TV.
Hey!
it's like an Andy drinking game.
Yeah.
Oh, I do this all the time.
So as long as when they're shooting the die out of their holes, it makes the sound like when you play Trouble.
The show is called Hole.
No, it's just like...
It's called Hole.
Anybody?
Like, the sound like... Wait. I can't do it.
You're using your hole wrong.
Oh.
The
I
So let's have a strategy. I'm sorry to you have to witness this, Casey. This is called Band Geek. So we do some. Yes. So we play and then we talk about some stupid shit like this. All right. So we're gonna go down to their place, which is where is it? Above the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay. Whatever. We're gonna go to their secret lair, and
that's what they'll call it.
I gotta ask Rob if I have to bleep that out. But okay, so we're gonna go there, and he wants to do three people on a team, but he might do like tag outs. So what we're gonna end up doing, I think, is like pre-made characters. So and Tony's gonna take everybody's personality. Oh, Tony Hansen, who we had on last time, he's gonna be the dungeon master.
Oh well, then obviously we win if Tony's being the dungeon master.
I know he's pretty tough, but like they wanted to do it like I like doing it like a co-op mission where everybody is cooperating to do one goal. But the guys from the hole, they wanted to do like a versus kind of like tournament sort of thing. And they said they're going to wear costumes and stuff. So
act like you don't have a costume waiting.
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway. So Andy, you're going to be not a non-player character, but right. You're going to be the Hans Zimmer of this. You're right. Going to score it,
so
right?
So I have to wear a tuxedo.
I have a jacket with tails somewhere. Yeah, I can. So I think it's going to be me, Amory, and Muff on our team. Muff, you can actually play? Or are you going to be Jerry?
That's my character.
Jerry Dysentery.
You know what? Jerry Dysentery was the favorite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, where's... Oh, Phil's not here tonight because...
he got fired again.
He was fired.
Did you just look around and say, where's
Phil? Yeah, where's Phil?
He was fired this week.
He fired him again. What did he do?
Hot seltzer.
Maybe that's him, though.
Is that Phil?
He knows we're talking about him.
No, but it's Rob Sprantz.
Wow, that's weird.
Rob,
don't
just
talk about me on the podcast.
Oh, Rob knew we were talking about him. Shit.
Wow.
He texted me.
Call him up. Let's call him up. He did that to us.
That for a while.
Let's do that. Let's call. I'll FaceTime him. I'll do it right now because he just
should I video it since we're FaceTime?
You don't have to video it. Maybe we'll just call people for the rest of the show.
Let me try that early on.
FaceTime audio.
Did you mean call Rube Sprains?
Dude Sax Priest.
Wait, shh, shh. That's terrible.
It's all sax with you.
Here we go. We're calling. This is riveting podcasting right here.
You know what?
We'll shorten it down.
We need like incidental music right now. Like,
no. This is gonna make it way harder to hear this.
Hello?
The other side of this phone call is a master of suspense.
Skype voicemail?
He's texting me back. I can't talk right now. I'm in bed.
Oh.
No, he's probably saying something like that. Anyway, so...
So they're going to wear costumes.
And jazz. Because this all makes sense together.
Yes, they're going to wear costumes.
No, what...
We're bringing weapons.
Well, do we want to wear costumes? I'm going to be coming right from the office. So, yeah, I'll wear a costume.
You need to wear it all day.
No, he said. What he said is he actually mentioned the Amazon link, which I talked about before each show. But he said that commissions are starting to come in.
Oh,
so
because I use it all the time. Yeah. Like, that's where it's coming from.
I've just been buying stuff and returning it, so we get the commissions.
Don't get them that way.
Damn. Yeah. So anyway, he said people have been doing it. So thank you so much for doing that. That's going to help to pay for Andy's toll to get here.
Why is the outer bridge so expensive?
Oh, it's getting worse.
But, yeah, so anyway, that's coming up soon. We're going to do the whole versus Band Geek Dungeons & Dragons tournament.
Geek
The
How about Rainbone instead of Rainbow? Like bone, like saxophone, you call it a bone?
No. Well, you can bow the bass if you're doing like really old time
jazz.
You can
do bow, that's right.
Rainbowed.
Oh, Rob says, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I'm half asleep and old.
I'm sorry, what time is it?
Dude, a bit old, man.
All right, so let's play a couple more songs. I think my finger's healing. One of the reasons Andy wanted to do this, he wanted to do like a Henry Mancini party. So we opened up with a Henry Mancini. Let's do. Let's close with a Henry Mancini, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, I was just looking at the time. We're about an hour.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, wow. So we're gonna close with. This is one from. First of all, Andy and I have a love. This is something we have more in common than music. We don't actually like the same music, but we do like the Pink Panther. What are you doing? Do you have a license for your minky? No. So we're gonna do a song right now from the song we wanted to do. Let's play a clip of the song we wanted to do.
What's the song we wanted?
A little clip, a little snippet.
Let's preface this clip with the fact that I heard this happening in my living room. Or no, I'm sorry, in my basement last night, and I was terrified. This is the living room. But I was in the living room and he was in the basement, and it was terrifying.
It's not terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Terrifying.
Can I see your thing?
Yes.
I'm gonna get the lyrics to this first.
I like how we're like, we weren't gonna do this song, but here it is anyway.
Should I give you a mix now?
Why not?
It's like you're not even here. Good. Oh, there you are.
No.
No, now you're gone.
Doesn't matter. The internet likes me.
The Unlike internet others. Is so slow on my iPad.
Because it's a one.
I love that song.
Here it is. Here
are
the lyrics.
All right. And Richie is giggling.
Oh, looks like it's not here. Oops, we missed something. Fuck you, website. Hold on.
So we're gonna stall for a little while.
I can stall all day.
This is pretty good. I don't think it's on here.
Because the universe doesn't want you to do it.
At the internet. Stop sucking so bad, Richie. Just get the song.
Fuck it. I'll make up the words. I don't need words.
Yes, this is my favorite.
Are y'all ready for this?
What's a queen? Without a castle, you're right. You're no queen at all, and you'd be right again to say a winter's day is cold. That's, I don't know, I wish I had the lyrics, but that's the song sung by the crossdresser in that movie.
The incomparable Ainsley Jarvis.
The incomparable Ainsley Jarvis.
Sounds like Michelle McDonald.
Michelle.
Oh, God. I'll definitely have to cut that out. Okay, here we go.
What?
It's
all
right. We'll record it later.
Alright, here we go. What was that beat I found?
Oh, Samba.
Yes. In the world beat section.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Welcome to part of Epcot Center.
All of Epcot Center.
Let's go over real quick. Oh, let's do Band Geek Conquers, but the jazz version.
Oh.
And,
oh.
Give me some chords, Andy.
We can do the same. Where we end F. up in A?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, here's what to do. We have to go F, E, F, E minor, E minor, E half diminished, A7, D minor.
Okay.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's just B,
B flat A. Ready? 3, 4. Bandy
conquers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. What, so, Andy, let's go over the chords. This is a Melios Tastera.
Melios
Tastera.
It's a skin disease.
Yes. It's a skin disease. It's olive colored skin that Italian people get.
I do not have that.
All right, so that goes. The beginning is E flat minor, B flat minor, C seventh, B seventh, then B flat, F F B flat. Now it goes. Okay, it goes 5-1. So it's just F B flat minor. F B flat minor, but the bass line goes up. So let's see what that sounds like. So I'm just coming down from the A and going A B flat C D. I'm sorry, C D flat. Let's hear that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. And then I'm gonna go B 7th. Then F with an A in the bass.
Bass line keeps going up. It goes da da.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the
B.
Okay,
sorry.
You're actually
playing the D. You're the only one who doesn't do that. Alright, so I'll try it again. 3, 4.
Sorry.
3, 4. Got it. Right. Again. Then B7. B flat minor. That's the chorus. And the verse goes da 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 da. E flat minor, then F seven, B flat minor, then B flat seven, E flat minor. Is that just a C seven chord?
Yeah.
And then F.
And then F.
That's the whole thing, and then it keeps modulating. So how are we doing that? We're gonna go.
We're making Casey work today.
That other part's 5-1 or 1-5?
The chorus?
Yeah.
5-1.
Yeah.
5-1. Yeah.
It goes to the B7 the first time, too. You don't play into it.
Alright, and then so we go. So you have the chorus. 2, 3, 4, 2, 2. Now up the high F step. Revamp until she's ready.
Do the dance.
So we revamp on that. We're just singing. Third time I modulate, someone's gonna do a solo first. Do you want to do it? Or do you want him to do it?
It's a dance break.
You can do it. Okay. Where does it go for that?
I'm just gonna keep going.
I'll see you there. I'll see you there. I have no idea how this goes.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
Hey, Muff. Can you play that beat you were playing on the on those drums over there in the back, off camera?
Hang on, let me get my sticks. Click, click.
Quel che sarà, non mi dire d'aspettare il domani che verrà. E una porta che tu chiudi fra me e te. Stasera ti decidi a rispandermi di sé. Domani che verranno le dedico solo a te. Meglio stasera che domani o mai. Domani chi lo sa quel che sarà. Nasce il giorno muore. Notte porterà l'incertezza del domani, chissà, chissà. Basta un desiderio solo a non farti riposare, ed una pulce sul lenzuolo che dormire non ti fa. Quel che sarà.
You wanted to add something before we ended?
I was thinking while you guys were doing that song. Okay, ready?
So the whole episode, you've been doing this. Yeah. Okay.
I've been looking up jazz terms and metal bands.
Okay.
While we were jazzing.
Let's see what you got.
I only have three. Ready? Okay. Alice Coda?
What?
Alice Cooper?
No. No.
Twisted Swingster?
No.
King Sax?
King Sax. Well, let's go to the panel. We'll accept it.
Wait, so the two contenders we have is like Anne
sax and king sax?
If you add sax.
Oh, we got
it. Oh, I got one. Saxon.
Oh! Saxon! Oh!
I don't like you. Thank you very much for listening to our impromptu jazz band geek. This has been a broadcast from WBGP Jazz Station podcast.
Coming up, we got some groovy songs.
About we got some. Next week, it's back to bullshit and and rock songs and video games and yeah.
Anyway. Should I play you out while you're doing this?
Yeah, play me out, Andy. Play me out. I want to say goodnight to each and every one of you people. You've been a wonderful, wonderful audience. I just want to know that when you look back on this time that you spent with Richie Castellano and this body of people, I want you to think fondly when you stood face to face, soul to soul, and heart to heart with the Band Geek, with the Band Geek podcast. Richie Castellano loves each and every one of you. I can't even do this with a straight face. Okay. And just know that in every part of your day, we're thinking of you. Thinking about what you're listening to, what device you're listening to the podcast on.
And what you're wearing.
And what you're wearing. I don't know. We hope you've enjoyed your time that you spent with the Band Geek podcast and this body of people.
Can I try this?
Go.
Okay. We at the Band Geek Podcast would like to. We hope that you're sitting by the fire with a nice glass of rosé, cuddling with your lady, looking at each other's eyes, hoping the song's an E flat, and knowing that each and every one of us here at the Band Geek Podcast on riotcast.com. We're thinking about you when you're thinking about us. But we're thinking about you for a lot less time, because we're geeks and we don't really last that long. So it is. So we'd like to wish you all. A good night and a pleasant tomorrow. We'd like to thank Casey Euler for joining us today. Thank you, Casey. We'd like to thank Andy Ascolese on the black and whites. We'd like to thank Anne-Marie Castellano for her silky, sensual vocals this evening. Brandy Metaxas. For capturing our hearts and our videos tonight. Richie Castellano, our vivacious leader. And my name is Mo Pleasure. And we'd like to invite you back to spend your evening with us. Next time on the Band Geek Podcast. Facebook us, Twitter, riotcast.com, and y'all be clicking on that Amazon link. Good night, and we love you.
One of you listening out there in the radio world. it's really internet radio.